tell you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, Coach Cassandra. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Coach. Good morning. I'm doing well.
Good morning.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, we'll be with
yes.
you in a moment. Hi, Power Coach. How are you today?
I am great and fantastic. What's going on? Are you having a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day?
Absolutely. You got it. It's a wonderful day, and I am so excited about what we're doing today and the things that are coming up with our upcoming webinar next week. Oh, my gosh. I tell you, you've got some super things scheduled, and so do I, and I can hardly wait, Coach. Yes, that webinar is coming up, folks, next week on the 22nd at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we want you to tune in and check us out because you're going to want to be part of that. Isn't that right, Coach? Yes, absolutely.
I tell people, if you like this show, you will absolutely love the webinar, and you just want to be there. You want to get all the information you can. You know, successful people, guess what successful people want? Successful people want to be more successful. That's right. So we want, there are more people that we want to help, and we want to welcome you this morning to the broadcast. We have a powerful, dynamic, awesome guest with us today, and we're going to tell you a little bit later. We're going to come back in the second half hour and tell you all about the webinar, the teleshow that's coming up, some more free gifts that we have to give away. But our guest today will not be able to stay with us for the whole hour or so. You know how we do it here. So we want to make sure we bring her right on and get this information out to you that she wants to share with you. She is a powerful, dynamic woman. Isn't that right, Coach Cassandra?
Absolutely, absolutely. Michelle has an awesome story. She's a great author, and I know you're going to introduce her and tell us more about her so we can get her right on. Thanks, Coach. Absolutely.
I can't wait. Everyone, you don't want to go away. Whatever you have planned for this morning, shut it down. Put your phone, turn your speaker on. If you're at home, let your whole house hear this message on today. It's going to be awesome. If you're on your job, see if they'll let you pipeline this right through the speakers. You know, we had an employee did that one time. She was at work, and she turned it on the intercom, and she had her whole team listening to the broadcast. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning because she's out in California, and she was working the night shift. the 11 to 7 a.m., and we were talking about a very important topic that was she wanted her workers to hear. So anything you hear on the show, let your coworkers hear. People need help today. So our person that we have, our guest today, this awesome, awesome woman, I'm going to read her bio, and her bio reads like this, Prophetess Michelle, that's Michelle, and she won't get mad if you call her Michelle, but she yes, that's good morning, Prophetess Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. I just had a chance to chat with her a little bit in our little pre-session before the show. Awesome, awesome woman. So Prophetess Michelle Stevens is a native of Georgia. She's the daughter of Patricia A. Peaks and late John Willie Peaks. Prophetess Stephens accepted Christ as her Lord and Savior at an early age of 15 and at the New Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, Powder Springs, Georgia. Gripped by the continuous call from God and operating under the evidential anointing of God. All right now, evidential. All right now is evident. Like that, okay? Prophetess Stephens embraced her call to the gospel ministry at age 37 and was licensed in 2002 and was later ordained in 2003 under the leadership and direction of her current pastor, Reverend A.L. Zollicoffer. During her tenure at New Friendship, Prophetess Stephens has served. Is it Stevens or Stephens?
Stevens. Mm-hmm.
Even has served in various capacities. Now, when you get a woman like this who has served in so many ways, listen to this, the women's department assistant, director of the women's department, assistant youth pastor, and now serves as the director of social service referral program. Awesome, amazing. This woman is giving of herself. I'm adding some of this in, but most of it, it's what I'm reading, but I'm adding some emphasis because I'm adding emphasis here because, wow, this is some amazing stuff. These are the people that we have walking amongst us right here on earth that God is using. And so she's also utilizing her gift in administration. She's also developed and implemented several ministries, developed and implemented several ministries that have provided a much-needed targeted focus on young men and young women. Namely, there's two main ones. One is called Love, and one is called Move, and I'll let her tell you what those acronyms stand for, Love and Move. She's also been the Junior Deacons Ministry, part of that, and helped create and develop that, and the Pool of Bethesda Recovery Ministry, and the Royal Ambassadors Youth Council. Oh, my God, she's done so much. She's also, I'm going to just kind of skip down because I want her to actually tell us, and you can go to her website, and you can read her entire bio for yourself. All you have to do is go to Michelle, M-E-C-H-E-L-L-E, Stevens, T-H-E-P-H-E-N-S.com. Just go there. You can read it for yourself. But I just want to also mention that Prophetess Stevens has published her first book, Unmasking. Yes, it's an autobiography in which she candidly shares her tumultuous journey in an effort to offer survivors the courage to stop hiding in the shadows of shame and live a victorious life. It is a true story of redemption. Prophetess Stevens' message fosters healing and deliverance. She's the founder and CEO of WGW. I love it. WDGW, and I'm going to let her tell you what that stands for or make you go to her website to figure it out for yourself. WGW, I love it. Incorporated, it's a 501(c) organization that provides Christian outreach services along with a plethora of tools and resources that spread the good news of Christ. Prophetess Michelle is a certified life coach. Her passions is to help facilitate growth and change through effective coaching. She wants to help facilitate growth and change through effective coaching. She's transforming lives by helping people discover their inner strength. Awesome, beautiful prophetess Michelle. You are awesome and amazing. And again, thank you so much, Coach Cassandra, for bringing this dynamic, powerful woman to our show. Welcome again to those tuning in. Please, before I unleash this, or before, should I say, before we unleash my Coach Cassandra, before we unleash her on you, please go and tell someone to dial in. They only have to call 347-945-7991. Now, I've been telling all my friends and family throughout the week to tune into the broadcast every morning, not to come hear me, not to come here, but to hear these powerful people that we bring on or to come here. So you go tell your people. Share, share, share. All right. Coach Cassandra, this is our awesome guest, and I'm just going to turn it over to her and let her do her thing. Tell us, yeah. Or Coach, if you have a question. I just want to hear her.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. Absolutely. Awesome. Welcome, Prophetess Michelle, who is a friend of David Knight, who is the founder of the Christian Social Network. He highly recommended you, and we are so glad you're on Woman of God, and you and I had a chance to talk in depth. And I tell you, you have a story that I'm telling you, only God, by his grace, did you walk through it. And if you could share a little bit with us about your previous past. I know you have a book, and you talk about your sexual abuse that happened to you as a child. And you want to just talk about that briefly and then bring us up to par?
Yes, yes, I do. First, I want to say thank you guys so very much for having me. I am truly honored to be on Block Talk Radio. I had a chance to tune in on yesterday, and you all are doing some amazing things by empowering people. And that's what it's all about. And before we can become the entrepreneurs that, you know, God has ordained us to be, to keep the land and have dominion, we got to deal with some unmet needs, some unresolved issues, and some unhealed wounds. And that is what my ministry, my walk, my talk has been about, and is Unmasking is the name of the book. And the book came about when about 8 years ago I was over the women's ministry, and we were doing a conference called Unmasking, Conquering Your Hidden Kingdoms. And we were dealing with some issues as women that we deal with, and God said, well, okay, then you're going to write a book. And I was like, me, write a book about my life? And so he said, yeah, and the title of the book was Unmasking. And if your audience with me today, just pretend to put on a mask and then pretend to live life through that mask, not really knowing who we are, what we're called to do, our purpose, not even believing that we're worthy. And that's how I was. Even when I got called into the ministry for the first couple of years, I still had those issues that I needed to deal with. And so through writing and penning, Unmasking, God began to heal some of those wounds and teach me who I was and teach me that I was worthy. And it was all for a cause, that I could reach back and teach someone else who was hurting. And like you said, people are hurting. You said that at the beginning of the show, and I wrote it down. And you said the young lady pipelined the show through the computer at work. So I want to tell your audience, as they sit there masked, that they hashtag pipeline this. Pipeline this much-needed show, Blog Talk Radio, so that somebody else will know. But in the gist of what Unmasking is all about, imagine as you sit masked, Blog Talk Radio audience, imagine being a five-year-old asleep on the couch with her baby doll, being picked up and carried to bed by a trusted family member, only to be violated in five steps. Five steps only. That's all it took for me to be violated as a young girl by a trusted family member. As he laid me in my bed, I no longer felt the sense of security that my bed once held for me. And then again at 7, and then again at 12. And then almost being raped at the age of 16. Are you still masked? Can you feel the pain of a young girl not knowing who she was, not knowing who she was called to be? Can you believe and can you feel being accepted that this is what you were called for, this is what you were supposed to do, this is how your body was supposed to be used? Until the age of 16, you realize your body brings much recognition, so you use it to manipulate, and thus your tattered relationships. Your relationship with you, your relationship with others, and your relationship with God. How can a God love an unworthy child such as that? So we go on through life. So I numbed myself, not with drugs and alcohol, but with promiscuity. What did that offer me? It offered me unwanted pregnancy. And what? An abortion. How can one that's called to preach the ministry, preach the gospel, to a dying world have done something like that? Thus the writing of Unmasking causing me to revisit the things in my life that took me down a journey. Until God worked with me, healed me, and I was unable to unmask and thus tell the story of a wounded girl in torn relationships, but then the true message of restoration. So God is saying to his sons and daughters, be ye unmasked, be ye healed, and walk victorious. And that's what the book is about in a nutshell. And the book was written for all of those who may have been violated to come from behind the mask and live victorious. It was written for all that those that did violate to understand the devastation of violating. It was a spell of domestic violence where I wore the black eyes and hid it behind the sunglasses. And God said, put that warning in the book, and it is in the book, because so many women are being abused for the sake of just belonging, that we diminish and discount ourselves. But I thank God for the avenue on today to be able to talk to the hurting people and offer a message of hope, restoration, and healing. And thus, that's the story of Unmasking.
Wow. My God, woman of God, you have said so much. My goodness. Whoa, that is a mouthful. But I know that is the story of so many women and men in America, throughout the world. Sexual abuse is a horrible little secret that many families hold very closely, and even when it is known in the family, even in my own family, where it, you know, the mothers either ignore it or they seem to push it under the carpet. It reminds me of the story even of Joyce Myers. She has a I don't know if she wrote a book, but I heard the tape called Trophies of Grace, where Joyce says how her father walked in the bedroom. I'm sorry, her mother walked in the bedroom while her father was molesting her. She said she saw her mother's eyes. Her mother stood and stared and walked back out the room, closed the door, and came back hours later and acted as though nothing had happened. So, yes, America, we need to unmask this thing that is happening to our children. And just to move on a little bit. You have, I know because the time is drawing nigh and you're not going to be with us long, and you talked about the WGW Watch God Work, and that's dealing with stop hiding behind what's going on. Can you tell us more about the WGW?
Mm-hmm. Watch God Work. Mm-hmm. Watch God Work, yeah, is a nonprofit organization, and it is, again, it's a social service, an avenue of social service to help individuals find resources for utilities, and it's an opportunity for me to give back. And what we do, if there is someone in the community that has a need, WGW goes into action to meet that need. be it Christmas. We do Merry Miracles where we go out and we look for children, maybe children have had some tragedy in their lives. We specifically look for those children, and then we provide Christmas to them, everything that they could ever imagine. We provide that to them for Christmas. We've done single parents whose children have had to sleep in the car. One little child, I think she witnessed her mom being killed, and she was a young girl, probably about 5 or 6. That was our first recipient of Merry Miracles, and, I mean, she was so showered with love. So it's an opportunity to show love, and that's what the ministry is all about. And as I look, that's what God is. My whole ministry is about love. And so being able to do that, it is so gratifying. So WGW stands for Watch God Work, and that's what that is, a 501c3 organization. And we're based in Marietta out of a church called New Friendship Missionary Baptist Church.
Right, right. And I believe you and David Knight, you attend the same church. Is that correct?
That's correct. Brother Knight is an amazing Christian man. He is, he walks the talk, and he is just amazing. He's doing great things with mycsn.org as well. So, and I watch him from afar, and then I imitate him. And that's the greatest form of flattery is imitation. But, yeah, I watch him from afar, and I imitate him. He's an amazing, amazing man.
Wow, that is so awesome. And I want you to tell the listening audience again how they can get a hold of you. I know the time is drawing nigh. What is the best way to get a hold of you? And are you having any upcoming events or conferences in the near future we can look forward to?
Well, at this time, I am working on finalizing the workbook that goes with unmasking, which is called Unmask and Unashamed. And it's a process of how to get out of a dark past. And it's amazing that you commented early about young men being victims. I had an opportunity to discuss my manuscript with a young guy. He's about 35 years old. Semi-pro football player, and I just started to read the excerpts from the book, and, you know, he was sitting behind me, and he just started to weep, and I was like, it's okay, I'm okay now, I'm healed. And he is 35, 200 and almost 280 pounds, and he just started to weep, and I was like, well, you know, I'm okay, you don't have to weep for me, this, you know, the book is doing great things, God got it for a purpose. And he said, Michelle, I never told anybody, he said, but that happened to me when I was younger by my sister. And he said, and I never told anybody. I never told my brothers. I never told my mom. And so can you imagine having to console somebody, a young man, and you don't know the damage that it causes. And the book goes beyond being violated sexually. It talks about all the things that other people have talked about. I was thrust into being a single mom when the relationships, and that it was so amazing that your show yesterday was talking about relationships and what people will go to just belong. Thus, there's why there's gangs. That's why there, you know, people want to belong. And so I'll go back to say your piece on relationship yesterday was very much needed. And what I was saying about the young guy is he said, I don't even know how to be intimate with my wife, because when my wife does things that my sister did when she violated me, it puts me in a place, and so my marriage is strained. And so it is so amazing that you said that earlier about young men being violated too, because it's very important to put that out there, that it doesn't just happen to young girls, young women. And it's not the sexual violation, that it goes beyond that. Like I said, my relationships that I was choosing were crazy relationships I was choosing, and I was putting myself in those positions. And so then I wound up being a single mom because of one of the relationships. My husband not only started dealing drugs, he started doing drugs. And then it put me in a place that I had to work two jobs, try to get on assistants. They said, well, you make too much because you work two jobs. I was like, oh, well, thank you very much. So then I had to go into what am I going to do to provide for this 7-year-old girl, and I need to be in her life. I don't need to be working two jobs all the time. So that's when I really start getting close to God and asking him, all those things that you say are mine, that you say in your word are mine, will you show them to me? Can I partake in those things? And God said, yes, contingent upon your relationship with me. And man, once that relationship with God, once I started to seek after him, know what he had for me, know who I was, my whole life changed. And that's the message I offer to people. That's what I have to offer. I want to tell them about a message of restoration. I want to tell people that they are loved. And I want to tell people don't discount themselves. I want to tell people to search and find their inner strength. And then just watch what God does. And that's why I say watch God work. Watch God come in and do something miraculous with your life that you will be his trophy. And I did get to hear Joyce Meyer's tapes on Trophies of Grace, an amazing story. We do. God holds us up high and tells the people, look, their mess became their message. You know, and the Bible is true. We are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and our testimony. That's how so many people are being set free, is that people dare to unmask.
Awesome. That is so awesome.
You
wow.
know, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, yes, yes. Go ahead.
That's I'm just, you know, I don't have words to say, you know. Michelle, I did want you to give us your contact information again, please. Michelle.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. It is Michelle, M-E-C-H-E-L-L-E, Stevens, STEPHENS.com. That's my website. And then on Facebook, you can friend me at Michelle Stevens, same spelling. And I also would like to give out my number, 678-206-3146.
Awesome.
All right, Coach Lalisa, back to you.
Yeah, I tell you, thank you so much and for, you know, sharing with us and taking us through that exercise and kind of visualizing, you know, how sometimes we don't know what people have been through, and sometimes we just see how successful or how powerful someone is, not realizing some heavy prices that they paid, that to whom much is given, much is required. And so the anointing that you walk in to be able to help so many people, and definitely you had to suffer for that. And you've experienced some, I would imagine, I can imagine and understand quite frankly. And, you know, this is, April is abuse, child abuse awareness month, sexual, not just child abuse, but sexual abuse, right? Our president is acknowledging
yes, ma'am.
It. And
mm-hmm.
We've been acknowledging it for years. We didn't just start acknowledging it when President Obama got elected. We've been acknowledging, this country has acknowledged National Child Abuse Month for some years, probably years at least, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been aware of it, but it is nice to see him continuing that. And so he has put out a proclamation that this month would be National Child Abuse Prevention Month. And now also, but all types of abuse, like not domestic violence, of course, that's every month, we know that, but October is the official month, the awareness campaigns to take forth, though many people do things all year round, like my good friend Chaplain Jenkins up in Cleveland, Ohio. And so how come, yes, okay, yes, so yes, just continue to share with us, yes, what, yeah. Go right ahead. Could share with us your message. I'm going to do something.
Okay. Okay, a lot of people have come up to me and said, you know, Michelle, thanks for telling my story, you know. And it's amazing. One lady was like, she came up after reading the book, and she was like, Michelle, she said, I didn't know how you forgive a dead person, but I read your book, and she said, I was able to forgive the individual who violated me. After 20 years, she said, and my husband looked at me and said, you're a different person. She said, and I am a different person because I've let go of all of that pain and hatred. She said, and it was just like overnight. So I always tell people to give God the credit because it's something that he's been standing waiting to do all along. He is amazing like that. And it's something that he wants to do, and he just used the book as an avenue for them to see. And that's what it is. So many people don't want to admit. And so we live a life behind the mask. And so I give your permission, I give my permission now to your audience who have sat here masked. I give them permission to be ye unmasked, be ye healed. And I always leave with God hears, heals, delivers, and set free. I tell people that's my message, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. He hears, he heals, delivers, and set free. And then above all, he transforms lives. And that's what God wants to do in men, women, so that we can be soldiers for the kingdom. How can we fight a battle being concerned about all of life issues? And a lot of times it's those hidden things, those things that we hide, that we become so good at masking, that if we just let it go, God can turn our attention and our focus to something greater, like being entrepreneurs, that we gain wealth, that we're able to give back to the community, that we're able to feed those that are hungry, that we're able to clothe those that are naked. And that's what the whole kingdom is about. And being Christian entrepreneurs, that we do this thing and we do it effectively, that we're caring for the kingdom. And I just thank God for your show. I thank God for you two coaches pouring into the lives of others, teaching the tools that we need necessary. And I just thank God for what you're doing.
Well, we thank God for you, and to God be the glory for what he's allowed us to do. And we thank you so much for coming by and stopping by, sharing with us. We will be following you on Facebook and Twitter and other social medias and connecting with you on mycsn.org. Everyone, don't forget, open up your page. Let's stay connected, people. We can really do this thing. We can really live these victorious lives. We can live, heal, and hold. Yes, we can. And the people that you surround yourself with are a great indication of where you're going. You know, someone once told me that you're as successful as your five closest friends.
Wow.
Yeah, I never forgot that. I teach all my young people that. Show me your five closest friends, and I'll show you your future to a lot, you know, some of the places you're going to end up. We know God can interrupt all of that, but certainly don't force the issue. Just do what's to get around the right people. So I love being around women like yourself and Coach Cassandra, my good friend Denise Jenkins, Kathy Howard, Shaquita Morgan, some of the powerful women, Lori that's on the show, Serena, so many different powerful people. Good morning, Robert. Awesome, Robert. Good morning, Gerald, Dr. Gerald, and David. Just all these people that they're like our friends and family now. And we want everyone to know that. And Denise said to remind people, that's Denise Jenkins. Everyone knows she's now our project manager. Our team is growing. We have Danielle Davis. Danielle, yay! She does all of our flyers. God bless you. We have an awesome, awesome team that God has sent these people. When God starts sending people to you to help you, because he'll send you help, y'all. You know that. Well, Denise once, my pastor always said that, you know, says that he's from Akron, Ohio. But Denise says, please let everyone know that even if you've never, ever, ever in your life, you've never been a victim of any type of abuse, just know that you can still take action and use your voice and be an advocate and we can show people that they can live beyond abuse. There are many of us who are gathering all over this nation, in Washington, Atlanta, all over, to support the victims who have survived and also to remember those who have lost their lives, who have been devastated by abuse. We want to stop child abuse. I know here in New Jersey we used to have a day called Spank Out. You know, don't spank your child that day. You know, I don't know, some of these little kids, you might have to spank them. If you don't, boy, you're going to have a mess on your hands. I'm sorry. Anyway, so, well, we're on national radio here, so be careful. But don't do it where it's going to reach you. Don't become something that I did. I told you to do it. Listen, you know if your child is unruly or not. Come on, people. Let's sober up. I'm kind of funny. I'm like a little jokester. I always wanted to do comedy, so this is my little opportunity. But, yes, Prophetess, I know why you're laughing. You're like, yeah, she's telling the truth.
You know, yeah, you're telling the truth.
But don't say I told you to do it. When you get locked up, when they come lock you up like Madea, don't tell them that I told you to do it. Listen, you know if your child is unruly or not, and then want on other people. But, listen, we love these children. They're awesome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I love that my grandmother always say, raise them so that somebody else can keep them. And you know, you want somebody to babysit your unruly child. Ain't nobody doing that. People don't do that. They never really did. They used to be able to do it back then because they would chastise your child. But since these days you can't chastise nobody, nobody can keep your kids. You might as well go on and get ready. Honey, you might as well go on and get ready to stay home and sit down. Because every time you call for a babysitter, it's going to be like, oh, I'm busy. Bam. Click. But yeah, I'm just kind of joking. But everyone, you know, we love you. We absolutely love you. We're so glad you could tune in. But, yeah, let's help people live beyond abuse. My friend Denise has a powerful Beyond Abuse program. It's awesome. It's dynamic. It goes down in Cleveland. She does weekly seminars and weekly support groups for people who have been abused domestically, sexually. It's a devastating thing. And again, you don't have to be a victim to be an advocate. You can still be an advocate. But Michelle, we thank you for coming on your awesome book. Don't forget, we will, tomorrow is Good Friday. Oh my goodness. We will have a show. Tomorrow is Good Friday. Entrepreneurs, tune in. We're going to have seven last words. No, I'm just kidding. But I wish we could do that. That would be awesome. I wish I could get seven people that could come on and take one of those words, and maybe we could do it and put like some type of, what are those seven last words, maybe in an entrepreneurial sense.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's amazing. I've seen it done several times and participated in a seven last word, but from an entrepreneur aspect, I bet that would be just dynamic.
So are you available tomorrow morning to be one? I can do one. I know I can do one.
I can do one. It is finished.
It's done. You can do that one?
Is.
Okay.
It is finished. The plan has been written. The vision is there so that others can run with it. It is finished. That's a finished business. That's a finished plan.
Well, Michelle, you got it finished, and you got that. And you got, so you just signed yourself up. It is finished. So I'm looking for, I got one. I'll do one. I'll see if Coach Cassandra, I know she can do one. I'm sure my good friend Denise can do one. From an we're going to do the seven last words with an entrepreneurial twist to it on the morning.
Wow.
At 7 a.m. Yes, yes, yes. It's going to happen. Tell everybody you're going to be inspired. You ain't never heard of seven last words like this. These seven last words are going to help you run on. Listen, listen. If you're an entrepreneur, you better learn how to commend your spirit into God's hands. Because y'all know how far your business is going without him. But she said, nah, don't even try it.
Nowhere.
It ain't going to happen. So, yeah. I see Cassandra giving a thumbs up. She's like saying, yes, somebody give it a thumbs up somewhere. Y'all tell everybody, listen, listen. Ooh-wee, that's going to be awesome. The seven last words on the AAE show. Boy, we might have to go back and get Prophetess Tina. We had her on here, Pastor Tina, and I think we had another pastor on here before. I think some people got kicked off because I did make a big mistake. I forgot to change the time on the show, so we actually have about 5 minutes left. So that please charge it to my head and not my heart. So it was not my intention. But God is good. He knows what he's doing. Listen, I don't question what he does. Prophetess, I just flow with it. I flow with what he does. You know, you could just simply change my middle name to Flo. My mom, she should have named me Flo instead of Joe. She should have named me LaLisa Flo because my mama was a woman of great discernment. She should have discerned that thing, like, this child is Flo. When she get there, when she get, it took me a minute. It took me a minute to flow.
But you flowing. I see. I see you. And you calling things in existence. So I guess we will be doing this show tomorrow, this amazing show, Seven Last Words, from an entrepreneurial aspect.
Jesus. Yes. Oh, I believe that's the first time this has been done in this nation. But guess what? I think it's time that people to really learn how to apply God's word in their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He's eternal. He's sovereign. He's, what is it, omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's in all parts of our life. Not just like some people just reserve him in a building on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly Wednesday if they go for Bible study, if they're not, you know, if we're not too busy, we go to Bible study, but we're too busy now, we ain't going. So, you know, when I get my church one day, I'm putting Bible study on Sunday. Well, the people are already there, then my numbers will be higher. Anyway, so I went in for free. So, anyway, but the internet, where so many people are, millions and millions of people are here anyway. So, you know, I'm going to just, we have to end because don't end, they will kick us off with no warning.
All right.
They won't.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, they won't say you have 20 seconds. They will say nothing, and you will hear nothing. So I just want to warn the people, you know. Remember Noah, warn the people, the flood is coming. And guess what? They didn't get ready.
Well, let me say my ending now, y'all.
Wait a minute. Tondra, 1 second. Did you hear that? Did you hear about the show tomorrow?
You talking to me?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been listening the whole time. Yes.
I know. I just want to make sure. I want to get your, you got to pick one word.
One word. How about one?
No, one of the seven last words.
I'm being silly. Okay,
you
I'm trying to do some jokes like you. It's not working, I guess.
It's working, Coach Cassandra, because you haven't had your coffee yet. Got to get your coffee, girl.
I'm working on it.
See, you guys are amazing, Michelle. Well, Michelle, we already having you back, so I don't even have to say you're coming back because you're coming back tomorrow to do one. Words. Hello, and guess what? I'm going to give you 10 minutes. Most churches give you 7 minutes or less. I'm going to give you 10. You're going to have 10
okay.
minutes. I'll give you 12 if you want.
Woo-hoo.
You're going to have
okay.
12 minutes. Ring it. You're going to bring, she's going to do It Is Finished. And I think I want to take, I don't know, I'm going to decide in the next, after the show go off, I want something. I don't know which one. Woo, I like, well, we'll think about it. And, yeah, I might have to close. Well, anyway, Cassandra, do your thing because we're almost gone. Do it, Cassandra. Thanks,
all
everyone.
All right. We love you.
How
we
day
love
do you want
you
everybody
have
to have?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Coach Lalisa. We thank you all for listening in. Have a super catchaphragilistic, expialidocious day, baby. Hallelujah. Woo. Keep it popping. Keep it hopping. About entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibility